Media. Mix Show Madness. Shout out to all my hip hop heads on the check-in. Classic Nas. Shout out Salon Remy. Ride with me. DJ Rampage.
Boys and girls, listen up. You can be anything in the world, and God we trust. An architect, doctor, maybe an actress, but nothing comes easy. It takes much practice. Like, I met a woman who's becoming a star. She was very beautiful, leaving people in awe. Singing songs, Lena Horne, but the younger version. Hung with the wrong person, got a strong on that. Sniffing up drugs, all in her nose. Could have died so young, now looks ugly and old. No fun, cause now when she reaches for hugs, people hold their breath, cause she smells of corrosion and death. Watch the company you keep and the crowd you bring, cause they came to do drugs and you came to sing. So if you're gonna be the best, I'ma tell you how. Put your hand in the air and take the vow. I know I can,
I know I can
be what I wanna be,
be what I wanna be.
If I work hard at it,
if I work hard at it,
I'll be where I wanna be.
Back on the Rubicon. This is for grown healthcare for the culture. The ones who watch videos and do what they see as cute as can be. I talk a lot on this show about employment politics and what's going on in your office in whatever you do for your career. Rather you're a teacher, a fireman, a policeman, a doctor, a lawyer. Self-employed, whatever you have going on in your work life has a profound impact on your health because you spend two-thirds. I mean, if you're me, you spend more than two-thirds, but you spend two-thirds at least of your waking life at work or dealing with work, dealing with your boss, dealing with your colleagues. If you're me and you're in consulting, or a former executive, you're dealing with KPIs. You're dealing with, if you manage people, you're dealing with what's going on in their lives. If somebody's going through a divorce and they report to you, you're dealing with it. Somebody's kid is pregnant or got somebody pregnant and early 16, you're dealing with it. If somebody's a caretaker, and they have a spouse or a parent that's recovering from a stroke, you're dealing with it. So your job is really tethered to your healthcare. One of the topics that I wanted to bring up, and this is something that I've seen, and it all ties into your own personal healthcare, your sanity, your mental health. One of the things that I've seen specifically in the healthcare industry, I can't speak for anything else other than what's going on in healthcare, at hospitals, at health plans, at healthcare consulting firms, at healthcare vendors, things like that. I can't speak to some of these other industries because that's not my experience. That's not my lane. I like to stay in my lane on this show. That's why I have Janelle King and Dr. Fabian Garcia and so many people that come in and talk about the clinical side of healthcare because I don't know the clinical side of healthcare. I'm not a clinician. I'm not qualified to speak on that, but I am qualified to speak on this. I've seen this trend, and I've had the opportunity to work with. This is an article. I'm not about to cite an article from Fierce Healthcare or from Becker's Review or from CNN. This is James Lewis. This is opinions, not facts. This is my voice and what I have seen with people that I mentored. I don't even like that word mentor. I'm not important enough to be a mentor. I had Rick Whitted on the show. He's the CEO of US Hunger. He came on the show a couple weeks ago. Rick is a mentor to me. Somebody's been in the C-suite. I bumped into, shout out to Robert Patterson. Who I worked at Kettering. Robert Patterson was the executive that he was a vice president or C-suite. I can't remember his title. But he was the legal czar at Kettering Health Network when I was there. And we were one of maybe four African Americans in management. And Robert Patterson took me under his wing and showed me a lot about being an executive. Dr. Darren Weathers, when I was at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Arizona, he was a mentor to me. These are people that are high-level C-suite leaders, P&L owners that mentored me. I don't call myself a mentor, but I talk to a lot of people that are trying to take the next step in their career. They're in management. They're trying to become a director. They're a director. They're trying to become a VP. They're a VP. They're trying to become a C-suite. I talk to a lot of people in that situation. And one of the things that I've seen that disgusts me, that bothers me, that I think is absolutely fraudulent and dishonest and truly a sign of the person that you work for and how they run their vertical, their character, and what they think of you. I see this trend where people are getting, quote, promoted, but they're not truly getting promoted. Meaning, your boss leaves for whatever reason, your boss is fired. Especially see this in risk adjustment and stars to get deeper into it, which is my field in healthcare. Star ratings for health plans, risk score modeling, the financial side. The boss leaves, goes to another company. There's a vacancy at a VP role. There's a vacancy at an SVP role. There's vacancy at a director role. They allow you to do the job. We're not going to promote you. We're not going to pay you. But we'll let you do the job for 6 months while we're looking for somebody else and saving the money on their salary. But you still got to do your old job. So you get a promotion and you're ready to run through that brick wall or fly through that glass ceiling because you have this opportunity. You've been waiting. You've been savoring. You have all of these plans. How are you going to manage people? How are you going to manage the process? What the old boss is doing that you would do better, that you're smarter, that you're going to put these different meetings together, these dashboards and these slides and all the things that you think will impress the senior staff. And you'll have the opportunity to be great. And you'll have the opportunity to get promoted. And they're gonna throw a ticker tape parade for you. You're going to get that office. You're going to get the car allowance. You're going to get double your paycheck, the 401k, all of the perks. So you do the job for 6 months. And you're held responsible for your current job. So you're working, instead of working 50 hours a week, now you're working 90 hours a week, 80 hours a week. You're working 7 days a week. You have no time for yourself. You have no time for self-care. You have no time for your family. You have no time for your friends. You have no time for your religious beliefs, if you have religious beliefs. You don't have time for anything. You're just slaving for the organization. And then after 6 months, they give the job to somebody else who has more experience on paper than you, who went to a better school than you, who has a relationship with the bosses, the suits on the 30th floor that you don't have. And not only that, a lot of times this happens, you're not doing as well at your current job because you're doing two jobs. So then these same MFers ding you on your annual review. They say, well, James, you did a great job in stepping in, but we did notice that you failed to file some of these TPS reports in October. And because of that, we're not able to give you a 5-star rating. We're going to give you a 3.5-star rating, and you're not going to be eligible for all of your bonus. We're going to give you a little bit of a bonus, but you need to make sure that you prioritize your work. Need to make sure that you manage your time better. And this is what happens to people when they take these fake promotions. And that's a giant red flag at a company. If somebody gives you a promotion, if there's an opening and you step in and you do the work and they won't pay you, even if they say, look, James, we can't guarantee the job, but we're going to let you audition for 6 months and we're going to pay you. We're going to give you a bonus for the time that you spent, the time that you didn't have with your family, the extra time in the office, the Saturdays and Sundays that you worked. We're going to pay you for that. We're not guaranteeing that we're going to give you the job, but we're going to compensate you fairly. But I've seen so many people that are suckered into doing jobs that they're not getting paid for, and they're not getting treated with respect by their bosses, and it's a scam, and it's a fraud. And the bosses that do it, because I've been the boss that did it. The bosses that do it deliberately. They're doing it to cover up the budget. They're doing it to save money. They're doing it to manage the P&L. And most importantly, they're doing it because they think you're a sucker. They don't think that you're good enough, because if they thought that you were good enough, they would just promote you. If you were a rock star to the suits, they would just promote you. People treat you in business based on how they perceive you. They might perceive that you're smart enough, that you're good enough, but for whatever reason, you may not be a cultural fit. Or maybe they don't think that you're smart enough and good enough. Especially if you're an African-American, especially if you're a woman, double especially if you're an African-American woman. When you're in that situation, you need to put the pressure on your boss to be very deliberate at what the plans are, what the timeline is, what the compensation is. Because I see this all the time. I see people that are taken advantage of, that are exploited. And I've been exploited, and I've exploited other people. So I'm speaking from experience. And when I was exploiting other people, it wasn't sinister. I'm just following protocol. But any protocol that doesn't pay people for what they've done and doesn't give someone a true opportunity to earn a promotion, and even if they've done the work and did a fantastic job, the business has a right to bring in somebody else. The business has a right to do what's best for the business. But if you don't have a plan for that person after they sacrificed, if you're not going to pay them and you're not setting them up so that they get the next real opening, you're a scam artist. HR Voices, Sirius XM 141.
Seven studios. Paragon. In 3, 2, 1.
Paragon. Seven. Studios.
Touch can mean so many things, even for people with moderate to severe eczema. Touch can make two feel like one, or simply be a helping hand. Dupixent can help you stay ahead of eczema as you welcome the feeling of touch. Dupixent helps block a key source of inflammation inside the body that can cause eczema to help heal your skin from within. Many adults saw 90% clearer skin. Some even achieved long-lasting clearer skin and fast itch relief after the first dose. Severe allergic reactions can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor of new or worsening eye problems like eye pain, vision changes, or blurred vision, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop asthma or other medicines without talking to your doctor. Dupixent, the number one prescribed biologic by dermatologists and allergists, helps you feel the heal. See the difference for yourself. Reach out to your eczema specialist today.
You're telling me when I switch to T-Mobile, you'll give me an iPhone 16 Pro and I can keep my old phone?
That's right. No trade-in.
There's always a trade-in.
Not at T-Mobile. For the first time ever, there's no trade-in needed.
No!
Yes. Also, at T-Mobile, you save at least 20% versus the other big guys.
I feel like I have to give you something in return for karma. Box of raisins. I'm a mom. A balloon. Banana. Peel.
For the first time ever, when you switch to T-Mobile, get a new iPhone 16 Pro on us and keep your old phone because there's no trade-in needed.
Take whatever you want.
Hypertension and heart disease, autism, postpartum depression, breast cancer awareness, insurance premiums, HIV testing, root canals, racism, sexism, medicinal marijuana, risk management, yoga, food deserts, Medicare and Medicaid services, domestic violence, obesity, anxiety and depression, DEI, alcoholism, insulin, dopamine addiction, big pharma, and of course, politics, the Rubicon, healthcare for the culture.